Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You hear that bell? Get your Bible. And today, we're going to be looking at the story of Samson. We've been talking about the judges and reading the stories of the judges from the old Bible. I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And you can follow easily along with the King James Version, and it retains that dignity of language that many of us love about those old Bibles. But we're going to be looking at Judges chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. And in Judges, and 16. In Judges chapter 13, we read about how that the angel came to Manoah. And Manoah asked him, said, "Lord, I pray thee, let the man of God whom thou didst send come again to us." And here's the word, "Teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born." That is Judges chapter 13 and verse 8. A question and a desire that every parent has had. What will we do with this child? How can we raise that child up? This is what fathers should ask. How can I raise that child up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord? For all we can tell, Manoah was a good father, and he did some good things with Samson, but Samson chose his own way and brought grief upon himself. We will begin reading in Judges chapter 13 and verse 9 in just a moment. I first need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, with that introduction, let's read the story from the Bible itself. And you can either follow along or listen in. It is such a interesting story, and it is told so well. Judges 13 and verse 9. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah her husband was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and told her husband and said unto him, "Behold, the man that hath appeared unto me, that came unto me the other day." And Manoah arose and went after his wife, and came to the man, and said, "Art thou the man that spakest unto the woman?" And he said, "I am." And Manoah said, "Now let thy words come to pass. What shall be the ordering of the child, and how shall we do unto him?" And the angel of Jehovah said unto Manoah, "Of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware that she eat not anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I command her, let her observe." Judges 13:15. And Manoah said unto the angel of Jehovah, "I pray thee, let us detain thee, that we may make ready a kid for thee." And the angel of Jehovah said unto Manoah, "Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt make ready a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto Jehovah." For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of Jehovah. And Manoah said unto the angel of Jehovah, "What is thy name, that when thy words come to pass, we may do thee honor?" And the angel of Jehovah said unto them, "Wherefore askest thou after my name, seeing it is wonderful?" Now I noticed in the margin of the American Standard Version where it has the word wonderful, it has the word secret. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, Judges 13 and verse 19. So Manoah took the kid with the meal offering and offered it upon the rock unto Jehovah. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of Jehovah ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on, and they fell on their faces to the ground. Judges 13:21. But the angel of Jehovah did no more appear unto Manoah and his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of Jehovah, and Manoah said unto his wife, "We shall surely die, because we have seen God." But his wife said unto him, "If Jehovah were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hand. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would at this time have told us such things as these." And the woman bare a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and Jehovah blessed him. And the spirit of Jehovah began to move him, and Mah and Nadan, between Zoar and Eshtol. Now Judges chapter 14 and verse 1. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman of Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother, and said, "I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughter of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for a wife. Get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, "Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all thy people, that thou goest and take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?" And Samson said unto his father, "Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well." But his father and his mother knew not it was of Jehovah, for he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time the Philistines had rule over Israel. Judges 14 and verse 5. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a while he returned to take her. And he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion, and honey. And he took it into his hands, and went on eating as he went. And he came to his father and mother, and gave unto them, and they did eat. But he told them not that he had taken the honey out of the body of a lion. Judges 14 and verse 10. And his father went down unto the woman, and Samson there made a feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, "Let me now put forth a riddle unto you. If you can declare it unto me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of raiment. But if ye cannot declare it unto me, then shall ye give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of raiment." And they said unto him, "Put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it." And he said unto them, "Out of the eater came forth food, and out of the strong came forth sweetness." And they could not in 3 days declare the riddle. Judges 14:15. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they said unto Samson's wife, "Entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to impoverish us? Is it not so?" And Samson's wife wept before him and said, "Thou didst but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, and have not told it me." And he said unto her, "Behold, I have not told it to my father nor my mother, and shall I tell thee?" And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she pressed him sore, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye've not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon him, and he went down to Ascalon and smote 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave the changes of raiment unto them that declared the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. Judges chapter 15. But while it came to pass after a while in the time of wheat harvest that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in to my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I barely thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said unto them, this time shall I be blameless in regard of the Philistines when I do them a mischief. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst of every two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing grain of the Philistines, and burnt both the shocks and the standing grain, and also the olive yards. Then the Philistines said, who hath done this? And they said, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he hath taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistine came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, if ye do after this manner, surely I will avenge you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the cliff of the rock Etam. Judges chapter 15 and verse 9. Then the Philistines went up and encamped in Judea, and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why are you come up against us? And they said, to bind Samson are we come up, to do him as he hath done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Etam, and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What then is this thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did to me, so have I done to them. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. Judges 15:14. But when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him, and the Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became as flax that was burnt with the fire, and his hands dropped off, and his bands dropped off his hands, and he found the fresh jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and smote 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with a jawbone of an ass, heap upon heaps, with a jawbone of an ass, I have smitten 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he'd made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone from his hand. And that place was called Ramoth-Lehi. And he was sore athirst. And he called on Jehovah and said, thou hast given this great deliverance by the hand of thy servant. And now I shall die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave a hollow place that is in Lehi, and there came water thereat. And when he'd drunk, his spirit came to him again, and he revived. We'll read more next class.